here, why some Jews to play it safe? But check the resume, it's risky business in the A. I keep it player, why some Jews to play it safe? But check the resume, it's risky business in the A. In the A, in the A, in the A.
All right, welcome to another exciting edition of the ATL Podcast. I'm your host, Dion Rabowan. And as we all know, or should know by now, March Madness, the Final Four is coming here to Atlanta. We're going to have the Final Four, the National Championship game, both in the city of Atlanta, happening at the Georgia Dome in April. But right now, today is a big day. It's the kickoff of March Madness. And we have with us CBSSports.com expert, superstar, extraordinaire, Adina Andrews. Adina, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for all the challenges.
You actually told me I had to say that, so.
Yeah, welcome. Text in the mail. I'm not gonna lie.
I appreciate that. You know, I like to cash checks. So, all right. So, Adina, obviously, you've been following the tournament. You've been following college basketball. You know, people are filling out their last minute bracket. Suggestions, they're going back and forth in that 8 versus 9 game. They want to know, you know, who does Adina Andrews like? And before we get into, you know, any of your picks or who you like in the tournament, let's just start here. What are you seeing as some surprises maybe that we could be looking at for today and tomorrow in that those first round games?
Okay, so let's take a look at the bracket. The prize that I'm looking at right now is, well, New Mexico overall, they're, like, people are sleeping on them. Like, of course it's going to be hard within the first round, I believe that, but they're going to go a lot further than we necessarily think.
Mm-hmm.
So look out for New Mexico in the tournament. Then also look out for Oregon, because Oregon definitely won their tournament, the Pac-12 tournament, and somehow got seeded as number 12. And Oklahoma State is really going up against a winner, so that's really difficult. So look for a 12 to beat a 5 in the first round. Oklahoma State is probably going to fall to Oregon in the first round, and Oregon could go a lot further than we think. And also look for St. Louis. They're like the sexy Cinderella right now. Everybody's like, oh, they're playing for their coach who just passed away. So look out for them also.
Yeah,
those are the games you want to watch.
You know what? I like Oregon a lot. I do. I don't know how they got a 12. Oh. Ole Miss also, who won the SEC tournament, they got a 12 as well.
Yeah, the pushing committee is tripping. It's like you might as well have stayed home and done better in your, you know, you could have not played your tournament and done better. I mean, Oregon beat UCLA. UCLA somehow gets a higher seed. Just, I don't understand it.
Are you a tournament? Are you a selection committee back or basher?
I really am, though. I believe that I wouldn't say a basher, but it could be tweaked. Let's just say it could be tweaked. I think the eye test leads up to so much. It's so subjective in that sense. You know, let's just do it by numbers, and maybe if we did it by numbers, we'd have something that's like as worse as the GPS. I don't know, but let's try it at least, because when things like that happen, it kind of breaks
it
out to the whole system.
Yeah. You know, entertainment journalist Kelly L. Carter, we had her on the podcast last week.
And hey, Kelly!
She's not here. She's not here right now.
I know, but that's what we do as women. We go, like, hey, girl, even though they're not there.
Right, all right. she introduced a word on the podcast last week, hungerness. Who do you think right now in the tournament field really has the hungerness?
Hungerness, like the Hunger Games right now. Let's see. I really like UCLA with Shabazz Muhammad. I think star power is something that's really big, and I think UCLA has a point to prove as to why they got that number 60.
Mm-hmm.
So that could definitely be a hungerness factor for them.
Yeah. Kid President really likes UCLA.
And then you got your people like Florida Gulf Coast. Where did they come from? Like, they weren't even a bubble team. I mean, sorry, not a bubble team. They weren't even in the first four. Like, they're a legit 15 seed. There's some hunger there in Florida Gulf Coast. And also Miami. Miami got slighted by getting that number 2 seed. So they have something to prove right now. So those three teams definitely have that hunger.
You know, Kid President really likes Shabazz and UCLA. Kid President is a really big...
Well, like,
Kid President. Are you familiar with Kid President?
Oh, I love Kid President. Oh my, what did he say about Shabazz?
He just really, you know, he made his Final Four March Madness selections yesterday, and he was a really big fan of Shabazz. He was like, yo, you gotta go with Shabazz.
He also loves Gonzaga.
He does. Gonzaga
man.
yeah.
That kid is hilarious. I want him at my next Match Madness party.
I think you could probably invite him. You know,
I'm gonna put a small fee, or maybe I could just promise him like a couple of video games or something.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, you are a superstar, Adina Andrews, so I can't imagine.
I mean, yeah. I'll tell my people.
There you go. Get your assistant on that. All right. So. Let's talk a little turkey. You know, we've got the Midwest, the South, we've got the West, we've got the East. Let's look at them individually now. We're looking at the South. The one seed out there is Kansas. We've got number two, Georgetown. Who do you like? I mean, are you liking UCLA to do some real damage out there in the South, or do you think it's just going to be like a first couple rounds for them?
I actually have UCLA going to the Final Four.
Wow.
A lot of people have asked me what the hell. But you may be on a Pac-12 bias because I went to school to Pac-12, but like I said, you can't have all four number ones making it to.
What Pac-12 school did you go to, by the way?
I went to the University of Southern California, right on.
Right. Oh, so you're picking the rival.
Which is weird, and I'm picking UCLA. I know, but. I mean, my school isn't necessarily the best in football, so I just have to kind of keep it local, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, how'd they do this year? You know, never mind, let's not...
So I was talking about the Final Four,
okay. All right, sorry, let's get back to basketball.
We're not going to talk about the Trojans right now. But yeah, I'll just tell you, go to the Final Four. Yeah, just because, I mean, it has happened, all four number ones in the Final Four, but I had to get somebody in there that wasn't a number one, so that's who I got in there.
Okay, so you just kind of told us about your picks a little earlier. I was kind of hoping that we could break it down region by region, but that's okay.
Oh, okay.
It's all right. You know, I actually have UCLA losing pretty early because they unfortunately have to play a team that I have in my Final Four, and that's those Florida Gators. I don't really see UCLA getting past that game, but that's one man's opinion. It is. It's one man's opinion. Let's go down to the East. We have Indiana's a one seed there, two seed Miami, who you were talking about, who you felt had the hungerness, but you don't. Do you see them getting to the Final Four?
Miami. No, I don't necessarily see them getting to the Final Four. I mean, they're not a perennial powerhouse in a sense, and I think that. Once you get down to the Elite Eight, I don't really count rankings anymore, and it's really just about your brains and longevity. Can you make it through? Miami had like a really good run this year, and I think that's exactly what it was—a run. And you got to look at the longevity of this team. Can they do it again? Can they put together a run like that? I mean, the tournament is all about a run. It's not about the best team. It's really just about going on a run, and I honestly think they can withstand that again.
All right. Now, here's my question. It's because this year I've finally bought in. I'm all the way in, maybe not all the way in, but I'm in on Butler, and I'm in on VCU and my man Shaka Smart. Shaka Smart?
Shaka Smart.
Yeah, I'm glad you did that so it wasn't just me. I'm really all in. Do you feel like it's time for people to really buy in on Butler and VCU this year, or do you think their run is kind of over?
No, their run is definitely not over. With the runs that they made before to put them on the map, they got better recruits, more money for the program. They have nowhere to go but up. If anything, it's like being the underdog worked for them because nobody really expected much of them. Now it's like, oh, we expect you to get to the Elite Eight. We expect you in the Final Four kind of thing. So the pressure is really there for them. And I really don't see very many people sleeping on them. Shaka Smart is a popular pick. Brad Stevens, popular pick, and they're both great young coaches.
Yeah, and so how far do you have VCU getting, and how far do you think Butler can get in their respective brackets? Because you've already said you don't have them winning or going to the Final Four.
Yeah, exactly. Let me double check, because I'm not going to lie. I was just looking at, I was doing it by memory. Mm-hmm. But let me see exactly what happened.
We appreciate you doing your due diligence as a reporter and going to make sure that you have the facts.
You know, because I don't want anybody coming up to me and be like, oh, what you have said, and you have said, no.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't need that in my life.
I'm going to tell you right now, the millions and millions of loyal listeners to the ATL podcast, they take it very seriously. What gets said on this podcast is, you know, people take it to the bank.
I don't want no one on my back, though. But, you know, just to tell your millions of listeners, I had a couple of celebrities fill out brackets for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I had Ale come through. I had Floyd Mayweather. His opponent, Robert Ghost Guerrero, came out and filled out. So they go to CBSSports.com and check out who each guy picked.
Do you have those brackets in front of you?
Say that again?
I said, do you have those brackets in front of you? Can you tell us who those guys picked?
Yes, I can. I'm going to tell you mine first because I'm so important.
Okay.
So I have BCU making it to the Elite Eight against UCLA.
Okay. Elite Eight against UCLA. That's
right. Yeah. So that's what I have. And then, so going back to the celebs, let's see what the celebs are saying.
And what about Butler? Where do you have Butler?
Let's see, where do I have Butler?
Because I tell you, I like Davidson in that first round over Marquette. That's a sleeper I got. Davidson minus Steph Curry. I like it. And I know it's not a particularly...
They're in the East right now. So I have Butler making it. They're going to play Miami, and then it's over. It's a wrap then.
Oh, you don't think they can get
them? No, I have them going up against Indiana. Sorry.
You do? Okay. You got them going all the way to the Elite Eight.
Yeah. I'm not sleeping on Butler BC anymore. You know, it's expected for them to get that far now.
Okay,
really,
so you bought in.
Yeah, I'm all in. I'm all in for the Cinderella story. I want to see. Have you ever seen that defensive drill that Shaka Smart does?
I have not. No, tell me about it.
He does this thing where, like, I think they call it like the hustle man drill or something. You gotta get a reset. You gotta take a charge. You gotta chase the ball and pull out of bounds. And you do this all in like 45 seconds. And he makes his players do it, and then when he's done, when they're done, he does it too. And then he like jumps in the huddle. I want to see him do that, and they do it before every game. And like, I'm all in for the Butler and BCU Lord. Okay, so we got Wale takes Wisconsin and Kansas to go at it in the championship.
Wow, Wisconsin.
And he has Kansas, yeah, exactly. Wisconsin was a road pick, and he has Kansas winning it all.
Okay.
As for
Is Wale still in his Nike boots?
Is he still in his Nike
does he,
boots?
Does he still got his Nike boots?
I don't know what he was wearing that day. I can't. I don't know.
Okay.
Is that a reference to a song that I don't know?
Oh, yeah, I guess it was. He's flying in the rest of it.
I have Ambition. Is it on Ambition?
It's, I'm trying to remember what's... I think it was on one of his earlier mixtapes.
I'm not cool enough for mixtapes. So, and then Floyd Mayweather has Indiana, and then his opponent Robert Guerrero has Butler. So we'll see. Maybe the winner of that determines the winner of their fight in May.
That would be interesting. And he's got who's he have Indiana playing? Who does Floyd have Indiana playing? Yeah, you just kind of went to that surface level. I'm really trying to get deep into Floyd Mayweather's picture.
Yeah, you are. You're off to just one. Okay, so he has Indiana playing Duke.
Indiana Duke.
In the Final Four. Yeah, he went with Duke. He went real chalk in his beef. Like, Duke, I mean, Duke's not chalk, but it's definitely an extremely popular pick, you know?
Yeah, Duke is not a popular pick this year.
Yeah, but I want to say, if you don't really watch him, because Duke is such a powerhouse, you know?
Yeah. And what about his opponent?
Floyd Mayweather's not watching. Hey, Floyd.
Yeah, Floyd Mayweather listens to this podcast. He called me. He's like, yeah, man, I love the ATL podcast. I was going to do a Floyd Mayweather impression, but I decided not to. And his opponent has, who's he got?
His opponent probably goes Guerrero.
Guerrero.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to roll the R. So, my R is—it's too early in the morning for my R to roll. I don't know.
It's not that early in the morning.
It's like noon. So Guerrero has Gonzaga versus Butler.
Gonzaga Butler. All right. Interesting.
Yeah, and UCLA goes to the Final Four, too, so A&M has something to come.
All right, who's this fourth Final Four team he's got? Gonzaga, Butler, who else? UCLA.
Gonzaga, Butler, UCLA, and Duke.
And Duke. All right, another Duke pick, huh?
Another Duke pick.
How do you feel about Duke this year? They started out really strong and then kind of fell back.
Yeah, I mean, they have injured Ryan Kelly. Ryan Kelly came back with a vengeance. Like, he has never been out. But, you know, it is rather difficult when you have the teammate that's been out for so long and then they come back in to get back into rhythm. They did that for one game, but we have yet to see what's going to go on for the rest of the tournament. So I think that's why I'm a little hesitant on Duke. But Ryan Kelly is an awesome player that's going to make a great NBA player if he decides to go. I believe he might go to med school, though. So, but yeah, that's why I'm a little hesitant on Duke this year, especially when it's blown out by 30 points. I'm not about that one.
All right, Dina, I'm going to tell you my Final Four, and I just want you to kind of give me some advice and tell me what you think. So, out of the South, I have the Florida Gators. We've discussed that. Coming out of the East, let me see. Who did I have coming out of the East? I had Butler. I got Butler coming out of the East. Out of the West, this is where I'm a bit conflicted. But I have the Zags. I have the Zags beating Arizona and going into the Final Four. But I'm a little, I'm wishy-washy on that pick. I could go either way. Gonzaga, Arizona.
Okay.
And up in the Midwest, I've got, let's see, who do I have in the Midwest? I got Michigan State. And the toughest one for me is that Michigan State-Duke game. But I have the winner of that going on to beat Louisville, who I think will be playing Oregon to get there. So what do you think about my Final Four?
So your Final Four again?
It's Michigan State, Florida, Gonzaga, and Butler.
The thing about it, though, if you don't... Hold on a second. I'm going to look back at my bracket. Okay, you do have number one in there. I was like, dude, you got to get one number
yeah,
one.
I got Gonzaga, but you know what? I'm honestly not... I'm going back and forth. I could go Arizona, because I like Arizona. I like what the Wildcats are doing.
I'm going to tell you, you put one number one in there, because statistically, you're going to have a number one in there. I'm just saying.
This is true. This is true.
There are 9.2 quintillion ways to fill out a bracket. Literally, some of them have been there. So I am not an expert. Only God's an expert, like Charles Barkley does. But
right.
That's my advice.
Word to Charles Barkley. All right, so I should definitely have a number one in there. Me and President Obama, we both like Florida out of the South. Not a lot of people are taking the Gators.
Why did Obama say he's taking the Gators?
Obama, he just said they've got a very talented team. He likes what they're doing. And I'll say, I think that UCLA game would be the toughest game for them because they beat Georgetown this year in a game that didn't actually count because they only made it to halftime. And then, I like them to play VCU, actually.
I'm trying to look at a lot of stuff, too. I like to look at where the games are being played sometimes. That'll be like my deciding factor. Like, you know?
Yeah. That's always tough. And by the way, we're kind of coming up on the end of the podcast, but you will be in Atlanta for the Final Four in the National Championship game. Can you talk about what you're looking forward to about those events and the Georgia Dome?
Yeah, this is actually my first Final Four, and I believe my first sporting event in the Georgia Dome. Don't kill me, y'all. I did the Battle of the Bands, but I don't consider that a sporting event. But I'm excited to see four different fan bases in one place at one time. Like, no one having a home court advantage. I think that's so weird and something that's only unique to the Final Four. And everyone told me that it's a blast. And people really rep their schools and rep their colleges. There's a different atmosphere, so I'm looking forward to that. And I'm looking forward to coming back to my old stomping grounds of Atlanta.
Atlanta, yeah, you did spend a little bit of time here, and then you left.
Yes, I did, but the ACL treat is fantastic. I missed it. I'm not going to hit up Brad as a chicken and waffle, so I'm down. I might go up to Lenox too, and then I'm going to go hit up Inman Park, because that's where my old gym is, and get a workout in. So.
All right, yeah, because you're about that workout life, right? Like, year-round.
Yeah, about that workout life, the year-round life. Forget your summer body, it's year-round.
Right, yeah, it's not about the summer.
Exactly, it's all about that November life.
All right. All right, well, Adina Andrews, thank you so much for appearing on the ATL podcast. We're going to get going, but, you know, people obviously are millions and millions of fans are going to want to know how they can get more Adina Andrews. How do they get more?
You can get more Adina Andrews as much as you want. Follow me on Twitter, Adina_Andrews. That's ADNA_Andrews. And also go check out my blog on cbsports.com. Just Google my name with Inside College Basketball. That's the blog that I do. And, yeah, check me out on my Facebook too. Tweet me. Don't be a stranger.
All right. And tell me your final four teams again so people can rip them off from you.
Is that what we're doing now?
That's what we're doing, yeah.
Okay, so my final four teams are UCLA, Indiana, Louisville, Gonzaga, and Louisville will win it all. If you win any money, you owe me.
Right, right. Adina's taking 5%.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you so much for being on the podcast, Adina, and best of luck, continued success, all that good stuff.
All right. Thanks for having me, Adina.
All right.
Bye.
All right, that was Adina Andrews, CBSSports.com blogger, and you can check her out, all the great places she said. Thanks for tuning into the ATL podcast, and we will see you again soon.